we left off last time. I'm going to move past that last Shaka Vatarya. The Tosis is very hard to understand how he has solved the problem, Dima Maschal Nema. I'd like to move on to the next story in the Gemara. I mentioned Tosis Arash takes away the Gersa of Ta'ina, and therefore he's just talking about bread, which is, on the one hand, very convenient. Poof, change the text, then the problems disappear. On the other hand, a little unsatisfying. But be that as it may, the Gemara now tells a story about Binyamin Raya. Who would like to read the story about Binyamin Raya?
Well, I said
it's question. Do you agree on the Maharaj
that what he was going for?
It's very hard to understand what he's driving at. It's very hard. It's a style, Dr. Soloveitchik pointed out many years ago in one of his famous public lectures that there are certain svarim that nobody today, I don't know if they used to, nobody learns the entire thing. I think this was his example. Now, there are yeshivas, Chabad Chaim in particular, they're very big on Tosis and Marshal. But that is not, and when I went to high school, we did a fair number of Marshal, certainly for Rabbi Dulitz, I think less so for Rabbi Tversky, because Rabbi Tversky, was doing a little more lundus with us. But Rabbi Dulitz is really doing text. And sometimes the Marshal, it's not always easy to. But the Marsha I find to be helpful because when he asks the question, it means you've understood Tosis properly. If the style of answer is not always easy to relate to, and forget for the Syrians, there's no way they're even going to touch this stuff, Roddy.
It's not. I was going to say I know some more serious stuff about the Yamachanu. The Sephardic methodology is no longer only.
But that's so interesting to me that you would consider Tosafot. I understand, right? You're talking about a major Rishon. Yes, they're on the page. The Marsha, which is in the back, the Marsha. But it's such an odd style. Okay. Anyway, be that as it may, Brian.
Relation of the Sephardic style betrays actual history and development of their Halimodim, tracing how they developed their own versions of puzzle. And I don't know, just the idea like Sephardic simple style is not accurate.
I don't know.
You think so?
It's fairly recent history that Sephardic could pull up and down.
Okay. Anyway.
Look at the stuff from the Dark Age of Sarad and
Okay. I won't take it. I don't want to get between who started fighting. All right, so the Gemara tells a story. Jake, please read. Binyamin Raya.
Binyamin Raya, Krafurita. Damar, Barich Marei, Dahai Bita.
Okay, so he said, Baruch Ribono Shel Pasza. Pasza. Okay. So it doesn't exactly sound like a bracha. So the Gemara says, so Rav Paskin said Yotzeh. So now, so Rav says. So here we're going to have the machlokas. Rav and Rav Yochanan. Rav says that in order for bracha to be a bracha, you have to say Shem Hashem. So we say Baruch Atah Hashem. So that constitutes shame. We also say many brachas of Elokeinu Melech Olam. That would constitute malchus. But Rav says that the minimum requirement for bracha to be yotzei is shame. Okay. So the Gemara says that Brich Rachmana Marei Dai Pita. Yes, Elatan.
Why is Rachmana Hizkir Hashem but not Maria?
It's just because Murray just means. So why? Someone answer that question.
Because Rahman is also not one of the.
It's not Sheva Shem Hashem Chakim, but it's certainly one of the attributes that way God is described. Rahmana is Kel Rahum. So, and it was probably. I imagine Rahmana was probably in Aramaic, like God in English, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a common way people would it's the word that God people would use. They wouldn't use God's actual name. I want to call it a Yiddish expression. It's an Aramaic expression, but it's really a Yiddish. Rachmana Litzland. You heard that expression? What does Rahmana Litzlan mean?
Hashem will save.
You know,
God should save us.
It means God should save us. But where does that come from? So first, it comes out of Gemara when two Amoraim are arguing, and each one thinks what the other says is ridiculous. And they say, Rahmana Litzlan Midaita Daha. God should save us in this guy's opinion. And it's you know. So I think that Rahmana was the word they probably typically used. Or a word they typically use. There is also a Gemara in Shabbos that to be aware. The Gemara in Shabbos in the first parish says that Shalom is shame. You're not allowed to utter Shalom in the Beis Hamerchas because Shalom is one of God's names. Right? Who calls it what Shalom? Is it
Shalom?
No. It's one of the Mizbechos that he calls Hashem Shalom. I think that's where it comes from. No, it's not in Chumash. I think that's where it comes from. So anyway, so the Gemara then asks the question, well, what about Rachum and Chanan? And the Gemara says those are adjectives. But those adjectives, and then what they're really asking is people say Rachmana. So apparently, and this is a paradox that Ephraim has pointed out. I think I knew this a long time ago. There are Hashulchan races, whenever you have a Safek Brachos, why don't you just utter in this formulation? Just utter in Aramaic, because if God's name can be Rahmana, and there's no prohibition, Rahmana is not one of the names that we won't mention. Right? So then you could do away with the problem of Safek Brachos. There must be something wrong with it, because it would solve so many problems, and it's never proposed as a solution. I know, but it's a brilliant idea, except it must be wrong. How could nobody have proposed that?
Don't we believe that Makamini Fuagosai is God
Rabban? This there were too many curses in this fence that nobody figured out how to put this one in. I don't know why. The problem is it's such a good suggestion. Right? If you can say brachos, let's say we're gonna say safek whether you made brachos abas or not, so the Shulchan Aruch rules that it doesn't say it explicitly, but it probably has to be eight to the Sviya, Sveika the Raisa Lachum. Maybe not, maybe even for the other Shitas, so maybe it's all Sveika the Raisa. So Sveika the Raisa Lachum, therefore you have to make Brachas Amasin again. But there's a question here. It should be a Safik Mosi Shem Shemayim Vatala. So apparently, whatever reason, we're not concerned about that, but here's a simple solution. Just read it out. We'll make it the Shir project, or the Ephraim and my project. We'll write a translation of Brachas Amasin into Aramaic, word for word. Okay. Well, I never thought of doing that for Tarzan Women as a paper, as an exercise.
So you don't say anything?
Well, no. That might be the answer. You might have just answered the question.
Everyone understood.
What? Yeah, correct. Well, once upon a time, they would have understood Aramaic. The problem is they didn't understand it in Hebrew. That would, in Babel, they would have certainly understood it in Aramaic.
You can ask the same question.
No, but the point is we paskin your yotzei. The rule is what you're yotzei in Hebrew in the original, you know, but you're not yotzei in that language unless you understand that language. Correct, I agree. Yeah, you sure, Jake? Can you comprise the bracha?
Well, after I practice.
Ooh.
I can map it.
Okay, can you make the bracha?
What are you making
the bracha
for?
Shahako.
In Aramaic?
Not it.
Oh, I thought we didn't believe it.
It would be Bericha to Hashem. It would be Alahana, Malka de Olam, the Chola is Beribi Kare. Oh, I should have Nivra. I would say, that's a very strange word to deal with.
Does it depend on whether
Have a. Oh, I mean, what was it? I translated a different bracha. I translated the Shevrach, Shachol Baruch Hodo. That's fine. So it would be Piskanei. I realized what I was translating a different bracha. There you go, Shachol Baruch Hodo. That's my nightmare. As an Masadir, someone's going to get up and I tell them to make the second bracha, and they're going to say Shachol Niyem Bivara. That's what I'm afraid of, because the Shach starts the same way. It's only two word difference. Okay, so there I just proved that it can be done. Okay. Probably no one in human history has ever done what I just did. They might have done it the other way, not the way I just did. All right. So anyway, so I don't know what the answer to that question is. But bottom line is that once he inserts in Rachmana, which is God, right? Because Rani, if you were to make the bracha in English, you would say, "Blessed art thou, God." Right? God is not one
you
of the.
Say,
the
English, you say, "Shem
Hashem." What's that?
If you were saying it in English, like actually, you say, "Shem Hashem."
No, not necessarily. In Aramaic, I use Shem Hashem because it is used in Aramaic. You will see, like in the Targum, when you have Shem Hashem, he will actually use Shem Hashem as opposed to another word. But in English, you wouldn't say, you know, blessed art thou, I mean, Hashem, but, you know, saying it's a shame would make no sense. I would be kind of ridiculous. You would say, blessed are you happy? Blessed are you God. You happy now? Yes, Frank.
Imaginization
of the brachos. I don't understand. Late Thomas, you're right. Okay, thank you. Okay. You can enjoy making fun of me for that. Okay, so Rav, so now the Gemara says, continue, Jake. So he said, Rich Rachman Amari Dai Pita. Now the Gemara asks, second to last narrow line.
How many
that's very nice, but you're not, that's only one bracha. Now, if you had asked me, I would have said, when I read the Braisa, when you read the Braisa, what bracha is the Braisa talking about? Clearly bracha Rishona. I see the bread, you know, or I see the Tena. If I eat it already, I don't see it. It doesn't. That clearly is something like bracha Rishona. The Gemara here obviously assumes it's bracha Achrona, although it's hard to tell, Krach Rifta first. And then he said, Rafa, I would have read this also as being just bracha Rishona, and it would have solved the problem. So the Gemara says, assumes it's bracha Achrona, you need three brachos. So the Gemara says, So in other words, one down, two to go. I just don't know what Binyamin Raya is going to do for an encore. It doesn't really. The truth is, the pshat is it doesn't. I can't argue in the Gemara. It doesn't sound like that from the story. It sounds like that was his bracha. I would have been so much happier if they just said it's the bracha Rishona.
So it's saying that he really made what? Really
this was just the first of three brachos.
It's just bracha Hazam.
Yeah.
How would you do that?
No. He means he had to make two other brachas. Rav was just saying that he was yotzei brought the first bracha berachas hamasa by saying brich rachman amari dahi pita.
But doesn't have to relate to the chasimah?
That's apparently what Rav Meir said was not necessary. When the person who says, someone who sees the pas and says kamana, you know, kamana pas zo baruch hamakom shivra, that's sufficient. It's not hamotzi lachem en aretz. By hazanas hakol, it certainly sounds like you don't have to do so. Now, here's a much more interesting question. There's a long rashba and it's here. It's interesting that it's here. It's not in the first parak. There's a monstrously long rashba in the first parak about brachas smuch lachem aretz. I'm not doing that sugya. I mean, it's an interesting sugya, but for another time, I do brachas. If you're that interested, you can go back and listen to my shirim from KJ. I don't know how long ago. They're labeled by daf, so you can go back to those shirim, because I believe I probably did the Rashba. I hope I did. The Mishnayis in the first parak talk about, and we spoke about this briefly, actually, when the Bekiyas, that makom sha'amu lachtom ena rashay shalom lachtom shalachtom rashay lachtom. And there's a big machlokas of Rishonim exactly how to read that. How to read the entire of the Mishnah, bracha tzar, bracha rucha. But what is clear, and this I think everybody agrees to, is that there are situations where the chachamim were masaking for a bracha to open with a baruch, but have no bracha at the end. For example, berachas haperos, most berachas hanen, or hatzov hamit. You start with baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech haolam, and then you have, in the case of atah meitiv, a long bracha. In the case of berachas haperos, you have a very short bracha, berachas hanen. Then you have brachos that do not start with a baruch, but they end with a baruch, such as Ava Rabba or Ava Solam, depending on what you said, and numerous other brachos like that, MSI Yatzin as well. So they are hosei b'baruch, but they're not poseach b'baruch. And some brachos are poseach and hosei b'baruch. For example, the bracha b'asher ge'olanu, ge'ula in the Seder, in the Haggadah. So The Mishnah says that you have to follow the pattern the Chachamim set up. If they said you're supposed to make the chasima with bracha, you make the chasima with the bracha. If they said we're not supposed to, then you're not supposed to. And ditto for opening with a bracha. Another good example of a bracha at the beginning and the end is the first bracha of Kriya Shema, both in morning and night. Just because the Siddurim printers print Yotzer Avayi Choshech in big print, and then Hamei Arts the Darim starts in small print, it's all one bracha. There are no two brachas there. What?
I don't even know what you're talking about. It's all one size.
I know, but the Ashkenazi Siddurim that I grew up in, and still some of them now, vary their font size. Which is a terrible idea. What happens to be that we usually say Yotzer Avayi Choshech out loud and the male arts Ladam Alesh by the yeah, we do. Some of us do. Well, no, that's right. So you give you the impression Yotzer Avayi Choshech. So I was like, oh, it's the end of the bracha. It's not. It's the beginning of the bracha. Hamer Larts Aldam is the continuation. We do answer Amen, by the way, after that.
Art school things mostly similar sizes.
Art school is better in that respect. And so anyway, but the end of the bracha is Yotzer Hamos.
Why don't you say Amen?
In the same, I don't know. That's a good question. Why? But we don't say after. Take that back. We don't. Ashkenazim do have piyut, but that's just part of that's part of the bracha. But the bottom line is it begins with the bracha and it ends with the bracha. So the Rashba writes here. He doesn't write this earlier that if you want to be yotze. And I assume he would say the same thing in Hebrew, but if you want to be Yotzi in translation, it has to follow that pattern, which is very difficult. Just in other words, that's great. If you want to have Brich Brachmana Marei Daipita, that's fine, but you have to have a whole Nusach before, because you have to have Poseach B'Baruch and Chosein B'Baruch. And that's a little difficult because it doesn't sound like that from the Gemara. The Gemara makes Azanas HaKol, by the way, is the example again. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Azanas HaKol, and at the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Azanas HaKol. That's Poseach Chosein B'Baruch. The Rashba says it's Ma'akev. The Ramban and the Mulchamos earlier, and I think the Ritva here assume that it's not Ma'akev. That yes, ideally you're supposed to have, you know, Chasima and Psicha the way the Chacham dictated it, but if you have a bracha, you have a bracha with shame, and you mention the appropriate, the sufficient themes, then you are Yotzei. Yes, Elatan.
What makes you say that Yotzei Yedei Bracha Rishonah is talking about the first bracha of
because it says Rabbi Inan Shalosh Brachos right before.
Right, so maybe he's saying no. You're
saying. Oh, you think it's the bracha Rishona? So I read Rashi. He said Birchas Hazan.
Right. So Rashi says Birchas Hazan, but I don't know if which is Rashi into that direction either.
So I think the answer is if the Gemara asked the question Rabbi Inan Shalosh Brachos. Oh, okay. This is beautiful. Try and answer his question. Oh, you're ready to graduate. Excellent. You hear what he said?
And
as he asked the question, made me think about why. I think Ephraim is probably correct. That bracha rishona is the term that we use, and bracha rishona lachrona. But there is bracha lefaneha or bracha lachareha. It's Chazal's term.
Right.
Okay. So when it says bracha mishalosh brachas and bracha rishona, that means the first of three brachas. Okay. Well done. Okay. What's that? What did you say, Jacob and Rashi?
He said,
yeah. Okay. So now the Gemara continues. Jake? Right. So, what's the chiddush of the Yotzei? Because he said in Aramaic as opposed to Hebrew, he said it b'lashon chol. That Yotzei, why is that a chiddush? It's nida. Right. So this is the seventh parak of Sota, which is why all those dinim, not bikurim, but all parsha of Nochama. Birchas Kohanim, which has to be in Hebrew, all those dinim were found in the last three Perkam Sota, Egla Rufa, even what does it do with Sota? The answer is because the Mishnah lists two sets of things that have to be done ritually in Hebrew and things that don't. So the Elu Nemar and B'chol Lashon, Sota is one of them. Obviously, it doesn't refer to the writing of the parasha of the Sota and its erasure. It refers to the Kohen's speech to the Sota. I assume that, I haven't got that said explicitly, but I assume it's a double parsha. You can't write the, and you can write Sfar B'chol Lashon. It's hard for you to imagine you're allowed to write the parsha of Sota in another language in that context. I don't know, maybe you're both. Vidui Meiser, as opposed to Mikra Bikurim. Mikra Bikurim, the Mishnah lists most of those things that have to be the Lashon HaKodesh, has to be the way the Torah sets it up. Vida Meiser, which is the very next parsha, that every Pesach, after every third and sixth year, when you finish the three-year cycle of the Meisers, you get up for God and you say, I did everything I was supposed to do. It's called Vida Meisers. That can be done in any language. Kriya Shema, Tfila, and Birchas HaMazon, those all make sense to us. So what's the Chiddush? Of course, Binyamin Raya could be Yotze with his Bracha in Aramaic if he has the appropriate things. So the Gemara answers, Salka Daita Hamida. Alright, so the truth is, this sounds a lot against the Rashba, what I just quoted to you, but you have to say to the Rashba, what the Havamun of the Gemara is that you would have thought it has to be a translation. The Rashba doesn't say it has to be a translation. You don't have to, there are some themes that you have to have in Birchas HaMazon. The general theme of the bracha you have to have, which is the first bracha is about the food, Rachman Amari Dahipita. The second bracha is about Eretz Yisrael. The third bracha is about Yerushalayim and Malchus Beis Dabur. But there are individual themes that you have to hit in the second and third brachas to the Yotze. In the second bracha, you have to have Bris V'Torah. Again, you don't have to use it in those words, but you have to mention Bris Milah, Bris Vashkasam Terenu, the Altar Sashalim Baratanu. And obviously talk about the Aretz as the primary theme. And then in this third bracha, you also have to have this Malchus Beis Dabur and what does the Gemara say? Chol Shlo Amar. See if you haven't gotten that far. Let's see. If you don't have anyone who the one Bryce said with lesser, if you don't say Eretz Chanatov Rachava Berchas Arts and Malchus Beis Dabur Bonim Shalayim Yinat Yotze, then there's the mention of Bris and Torah and Bris before Torah, and then there's another statement that Kol She'edo Omer Bris V'Torah Berchas Amazon Umalchus Beis Dabur Bonim Shalayim Yinat Yotze. So Shalayim is obviously mentioned. Umalchus Beis Dabur is not Nachasin of the Bracha. But you have to mention as well. So if you don't hit those themes, it would be Yotze. But once you hit those themes, you can do it in any form you like to do it. So the Rashba would say yes, and you can do any form you like to do it, except that you have to have a chasim, psicha and a chasima in accordance with the rules that Chazal laid down. But in terms of all the specific context, it doesn't have to be a translation as long as you minimally get those themes. Okay, so that's the takeaway. So now the Gemara turns around and thought, yes, if I... I didn't understand anything that was being said.
Bracha, the language is yes or the Yerechuba, both in the Babylon and the Yerushalmi.
By what?
By the story. The question is,
okay.
Are you using Yerechuba or not? It sounds like it's some Chub which is already Utah. Which you don't want to be built for, and then the Yerushalmi.
Okay, I mean, so percent. You could say that once you want to eat, so you have to have bracha, and then it's asked by your obligation. I don't.
This is like
the
mitzvah of kedusha,
but
once.
Yeah, it's like people have a
filming manner. No, meaning when you want to be.
Yeah, I'm not necessarily one this year. The point is, he wants to eat, so he's got to make the bracha. So it has to satisfy the obligation of the bracha that the chacham created for. That's all. I wouldn't put too much stock into that. But pre-existing chova. Yes, you're thinking about shechita is the better example, I think. Right? There's no, you don't have to have meat, but if you want to eat meat, then you have to do shechita. So is that a mitzvah or not?
Well, that
is it a mitzvah or not?
But I was thinking that I'm formulation of the relation of Kshuba, but the mitzvah is that when you want to be Nosheisha, you have to do it
through Kshuba. Yeah, I think I like the other better. It's more apropos here. That's not really a matter question. I mean, that because if you take that reading, you might actually wind up like a stream with according to Rama, if you adopt that type of a reading. Okay, different discussion, but all right. So now the Gemara continues. You get one little piece, Jake. Go ahead, Gufa.
Gufa. Amar Rav, O Bracha Shem, Bais Ferit Shem, Ina Bracha. Rav Yochanan Amar,
What is just, I probably say this once a year, once a semester, what does gufa mean?
Literally, or?
No, what does it mean as the Gemara uses the term gufa?
Going back to a previous.
It means there was, it's pretty much, well, I think it's always an Amoraic Memra cited in the previous part of the Sugya. Derech agav, meaning that wasn't the real point, the substance of it, it just proved something, or it was somehow relevant tangentially. And now, the Gemara actually wants to focus on that statement. So gufa, Rav said, you need shame. And now the end, Rabbi Yochanan says, kol bracha shame ba malchus in a bracha. Now, based upon the Binyamin Raya story, there's a problem. Because he didn't say malchus. Now, there is a nosach in the Gemara that we shall mention that says that Rabbi Yochanan said, he said, v'rich rachmana malka mare dahaipita. Tosis claims this, as you've seen, that you need to have ha'olam as well. Melech Olam. It's not that the king has to be Melech Olam, king of the universe. Okay. So anyway, the Gemara now continues. Amar Abaye. So this is part of Vidur Lysos. So you say, you're saying to God, listen, I did everything you asked me to do, now do what you promised, which is bless our land. And give us rain in its time. So, what does it mean? Lo avarti mi mitzvotecha v'lo shachachti. Lo avarti mi mitzvotecha v'lo shachachti mi lahaskir shimcha alav. So you have to have a bracha, and then you add to the detail of, I have to mention your name in the context of this bracha. So you see that, kol bracha, shem b'shem, is not a bracha. Ve'ilu, if you don't, the nusach of the b'raisa isn't, lo shachachti, lo avarti mitzvotecha, doesn't say that in the Brisa. So you see that shame is essential. Malchus is not essential. So now there's a line in the Gemara which Tosfos doesn't have and most of the Kisveya don't have to answer up for Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, Tini, which means teach the Brisa the following nusach. Yeah, Rabbi Yochanan would say, listen, Rabbi Yochanan would say that you should need to amend the Brisa. That's what, again, this is like one manuscript passage. Nobody else has it this way. What the notes point out is when we read Tosfos, you'll see that Tosfos clearly didn't have this line. Because Tosfos gives his own answer. This answer says you have to amend the Brisa. Tosfos' answer is, it wasn't the question on Rabbi Yochanan, really. Because Tana ki ruchla lech shavaleso, does the Tana have to spell out every detail? The point is, what's the point of the Bryson saying? Lo avarti mitzvotecha, the is milavarechacha, and lo shachachti milahaskir shimchala. The way the Gemara is reading the Bryson, what are those two things there? Lo avarti mitzvotecha means I didn't forget to make a bracha. The lo shachachti means, and what does that mean? Not only did I not forget to make a bracha, but I made it properly. That's what it means. I'm not sure that's how I would read the Brisa, but that's how the Gemara is reading the Brisa. So what? Now, and the Brisa, the time of the Brisa has to spell out every detail. No, he's just giving an example of what it means to be a proper bracha. Right? Number one, I made bracha. Number two, I made the bracha properly. So, you want to know what it is to make a bracha properly? I'm not going to give you every single detail. I gave you one example of a detail which makes it clear what lo shachachti means. It means that I did not only did I make the brachas, but I made the brachas properly. Okay.
You would also sell for Yochanan trying to learn a few things from one word, which the Gemara usually doesn't.
What do you mean?
Because he's doing from lo shachachti.
I know that what I'm telling you is that what I just provided to you is what Tosfos says.
Yeah.
Which means Tosfos didn't have that line in the Gemara. Is the point? He's making up his own answer. If the Gemara he had just in this Gemara, which he probably did because we know most of the manuscripts are missing it, so then it would be a different story. So now let's take a look at Tosfos. Thank you, Jake. And Rani, since the new style, they're interested in Tosafot. So you go ahead. You win the prize.
Amar Abaye?
Yes.
Amar Abaye, Tivate Derav, Yisapera.
So Yesh Mefarshim Dehochata Kerav. Okay, so those who say that we should pass them like Rav, because the Braisa, Abaye says the Braisa fits better with Rav. Umi who?
Rav Alfas Pasak Rabbi Yohanan. Vehen Pasak Ri. Dekho Beracha She'en Ba Malchut Shamayim Ena Beracha.
Okay. Can we pass like Rabbi Yochanan? Why? Rabbi Yochanan, Lachat Rabbi Yochanan. So Tosis will give the explanation for Rabbi Yochanan. How do you deal with the Braisa? Because Abaye says it's Mistabra. It's a kind of a funny reading. Abaye says Mistabra. So effectively, those who want to pass like Rabbi Yochanan say, yeah, Mistabra Kabab, but it's not. It reminds me of that, I've told you about the famous Rabbeinu Tam, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam about Shkia Tzitzis HaKohavim. The Gemara says it's based upon a scientific assertion that the sun goes above the Rekia at night. The problem is the Gemara quotes the machlokas between Chachmei Yisrael and Chachmei Yisraelim where the sun goes at night, and the Chachmei Yisraelim say it goes underneath the earth. And Rebbe says that Nirin Divrei Mitareinu, their opinion would be scientifically more correct than our opinion. And Rabbeinu Tam comes along and says, yes, Nirin Divrei Mitareinu, but it's actually still wrong. It looks like it's more correct, but actually we're right.
Unfortunately, he wasn't right about that one.
That's not my point simply. It's the same thing. It's sort of like, well, Abaye says Mistabra, can I say? Yeah, it's Mistabra, but it's not actually. And that, by the way, you have to say. Even with Tosis is Teretz, Abaye said it was Mistabra that Rat like Rat. So you have to say, either we reject Abaye, even though there's no Amora who says otherwise, or you have to say, yeah, Mistabra like Rat, but it's really not like Rat. Go ahead. Lachach. Lachach. Bilvan. Even if you just left out the word God of the universe, if you just said Melech without Melech Olam, Melech Levan is not Malchus. That's a interesting formulation. A king alone is not kingship. That's not what Tosis meant. Tosis says that in order to, there are lots of kings in the world, but if you want to establish Malchus Kodesh Baruch Hu, it has to be Melech Olam. Okay. Ooh, so Tosis asks a question and answers it. What's his question? Right, so this is the Moses. Which brothers is he talking about now? Right, so what is his answer to that? All the brachot of the Amidah, except for the first one, begin without a bracha, and in the end, Baruch Atah Hashem, Chonei Hadah, Harot Tzedek Tshuva, I think I need some more sleep. Hanun Hamar Belis Lach. I could recite the Amidas pretty much every all year round, Dalfa. And then etc. Gol Yisrael, Rofei Chalav Yisrael. But there's no Elokeinu Melech Olam. There's no Elokeinu Melech Olam. So why not? Satosa says because
they don't have a pity.
Right. If you don't start, Elokeinu Melech Olam goes at the beginning. Like when you look at your Tzer Hamorot. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Yotzer Baruch Hoshech. But at the end, it's Baruch Atah Hashem Yotzer Meros. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Hashem Bidvaro Ma'ariv Aravim. At the end, Baruch Atah Hashem Ma'ariv Aravim. So there's no requirement for Malchus except for by the opening of a bracha. Okay.
Which is true, right? Like universally.
I mean, empirically it's true.
I'm saying we don't have any
I know, but that begs the question. I would have looked at that and said, what? We pass the Lagrav. That's what I would have said. Tosis is instead taking what is an empirical fact that we all agree, that Chatimos do not have. And it doesn't matter, by the way, even it doesn't matter whether you start with a bracha or if for some reason you don't, none of them have. You don't even have to be that there's no peticha. Doesn't, in other words, any chatima doesn't have it. It's only when it's the opening part of the bracha. Asher ga'alanu. right? In the Haggadah, it opens with Elokeinu Melech Olam, but Goel Yisrael doesn't close with it. But in other words, for some reason, you only get Malchut by the Peticha. But the question is, does that mean because only the Peticha requires Malchut, or because really, behold, you don't actually have to have Malchut? So we do it in many cases, but the fact that we close the Baracha without Malchut means that we really hold like Rav. So Tosfos is not assuming that way. He's taking the fact and saying, well, obviously, only Petichot required. Okay. Continue.
Ooh,
so what's his next problem? Shemi?
First
bracha. First bracha, which opens with a baruch. So you should have been baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu melech haolam, Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak. It would have ruined this for the chazan, and they have to go back and fix, make up a new nusach for Yamin Nora'im. So, I don't know amongst Sardin, it may or may not be the same, but amongst Ashkenazim, I'm told that I was told this decades ago, that if a person comes for a prabah is like a tryout, for to become the chazan for Yamin Nora'im. So if they want to get you, they'll ask you to do avot. Now, I don't really understand that, because if you're a chazan worth your salt, your avot, you have a path. But you know what? It's not true, because there are a lot of people who come for a round. And when I learned Tadavan, I learned with Rabbi Adler's Nusach, and I went over and over and over and over and over and over. You got it down literally to, you know, where everything turned, where every phrase turned. And there is Nusach. There is clearly a certain kind of Nusach. But some people are better prepared than others. But avot would be considered harder than some other things. So if we were to put in a Elokeinu Melech Olam, it would really throw us off. Okay. So, but we bottom line is we don't have Elokeinu Melech Olam. We have Elokeinu Melech Olam. Where is the Malchut? There's no Malchut if it's Hakel, Hakadol, Hagibor, Vachanorah, Kelayom, Gomel, Chasadim, Tovim, Vekonei Akol, Vesocher, Chastei Avot, Umehi Goel, Levnei, Vnei, Hemelan, Shmovei Avot. Yeah, only later. Melech Ozer, Moshe, Magen. And he's not Melech Olam, according to Tosfot.
Kone
HaKol? No. That just means he's the creator. Kone HaKol means, Kone means to create. Kone Shammai V'Aretz.
Doesn't it literally mean to acquire?
That's still what make him king.
No?
No.
Okay. What does Malchus mean?
What?
So what does Malchus mean?
It means king of the universe, not just Melech Ozer Moshe Ma'Gein.
No, what does it mean to be king?
It means you get to do whatever you want. That's what it means to be king.
So then, Kone is called.
It's a famous line in the movie that you shouldn't watch, which is it's great to be king.
The Lion King?
No.
I think it should be king.
No.
I thought it was a good
no. Movie. That's a problem.
Isn't that a lovely kind of quote slash arguing in the view that God's creation does give him authority?
I mean, it fits a little with Mishnah, but no. And I think it's usually that he redeemed us from Egypt, therefore he owns us, but that makes more sense. Right? We're his slaves because we were slaves, so he acquired us. It's like he bought us out of Egypt, so he's the new owner. But I don't know. I mean, Ulan Kona Mishnah Kli is what it is. Okay, but so the question is, where do we get Malchus there? So Tosfos comes up with an answer, and he says, Dad Rani? Aval, Elokei Abraham. Shedi Malchuto. Okay, that is a shtickle, a stretch. Okay. So he continues, because he's going to come back to it. There's a slightly better answer, but continue. So what are we doing? Ein Sheva Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu Elokei Avraham Elokei Yitzchak Elokei Yaakov Hakel Hagadol Hagibor Vanara Kel Ayom Kone Shamayim Va'aretz. It's Nusach Ashkenaz. So there's no Elokeinu Melech Olam. There is Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. So Tosfos latches on to Hakel HaKadosh, and he says that is Malchus Kemo Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Behaved B'Mako Malchus. What's he talking about? You should have known this answer. You probably wouldn't know it without the note in the Gemara in Tosis. But you should know what this is. What do you mean Shema Yisrael is Malchus? Yes, Rami? No.
Why Rosh Hashanah?
So Gemara and Rosh Hashanah. The Surah Sashas was kind enough to point to that.
It's in Armasa.
I know it's in Armasa, but you may not realize it because most people read Armasa on taking it. What's the rule of the Bracha of Malchus? Well, you're supposed to have 10 psukim with Melech in it. And the way you're supposed to do it is have 3 psukim in the Torah, 3 psukim in the Ksuvim, 3 psukim in the Neviim, and you close with one more pasuk from the Torah. There's only one problem. There are only 3 psukim in the Torah that conceivably refer to God as Melech. That may seem strange. One of them is Vayhi Vishur Melech Tisasef Hashem Yachash Teisva. Number 2 is Hashem Elokavi No Usras Melech Bo from Birkat Bilam. And the Hashem, third one is Hashem Yimelech Olam Vayach, of course. That's the one we open with, but there's no fourth. So Rabbi Yose, I believe, in the Gemara Shoshana, ends up saying that Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad is Malchus. Now the question is, why is it Malchus? I understand Kabbalah is Malchus Shemayim, but why? Because when you say Hashem Elokeinu, that's accepting God as our God. So therefore, he says that in the Bracha Mein Sheva, now he could have said, by the way, he could have said, Elokei Abraham. It's the same thing as he did. Right? He said that for the first Bracha Mein Sheva. Elokei Abraham, Elokei Yitzchak Yaakov, is in the Bracha Mein Sheva, unless it wasn't the Tosis's. So, but now he says, I don't know why he's not here. Lefimai depreciates. Because we do have that main Sheva. So it's very strange the way it's constructed. I like the second verse better. I would have said, Baruchat Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu. It's Malchus, like Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei Hashem Echad. I think that's a better argument than Elokei Abraham. One of them is a Gemara though, but one of them is a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah.
Okay, but by Svara, when you call God my God, then yes, you're accepting him as king. But Malchut, it's literally saying say God is king, but it's too far.
Okay. All right, you will be forlorn about this particular issue. Jimmy.
I read Tosfos a little bit differently.
Okay, maybe you read it right.
It says Hakel Kadosh Ein Kamohu. And I said that Kain Kamohu, like Hashem Elokim, Hashem Echad. I thought that's his connection with Shema.
So I don't think so. Is it funny? You have to look at the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. I think there are other similar kinds of psukim that I suggested, not just. Maybe not. Where's the ritual Gemara? Where's the Gemara first suggested? Here we go. So Shema Yisrael Shem Elokeinu is Malchus. V'yadatayom v'asher Yisrael Elokeinu ki Hashem hu Elokim ein od is Malchus, according to Biose. And Atalei Sadas ki Hashem hu Elokim ein od levado. So I will say, Shimi, you're right. Shimi is right. All those brachos pick up that Hashem is God alone. So that probably captures the same idea of Kel HaKadosh Shekhamo. Did you look up the Gemara, or are you just thinking on your own? That's very good. I knew there were other psukim, but I didn't realize what it's not just Elokeinu, it's that there's no one else. And that's like Melech Olam, because there are lots of Melechim, there's only one Melech Olam. Rani? Very good, Shimon.
If the rich didn't have the same logic as the
Sephora,
so
he'd be Pasek with Rabbi Yochanan. But he does. But you mean he'd be Pasek with
Rabbi Yochanan? Yeah. I'm saying, could it be that we're just talking about
the quote
immediately?
Like,
I'm sure he was well aware of...
No. I understand what you're asking. I mean, you're making a very interesting suggestion. Have you seen anything on this in the Yerushalmi? Ronnie, what's striking, it's an interesting suggestion you're making. The problem I have with it, it might be right, or it might be Rav Kuchat, is that, and it might even fit in the Gemara for that matter, right? There's the earlier Sugya on Yubeis, which is the only other place it's quoted, is about, I believe it's about Berachas Hanenah. I could be wrong, let me double check that. You have to look at the parallels there, but I thought that was in the Sugya Pasach, Daita the Shichra, and then Siyamai Daita the Chama. I thought that was the Gemara that it was in, but maybe not. No, it's not. It's by Berachas Kriyas right there. I don't need to know what Yerushalmi says. So, in other words, in this sugya, you're right, but that sugya makes it clear it's not limited to Berachas Hanenah. And what I was going to say at the start is the formulation of Kol Bracha She'en B'Shem Amach was Eino Bracha. It's a very striking way to formulate it if it's only Berachas Hanenah. Right? That's correct also, yes. The Bracha of HaFrashas Trumas and Mitzvos would have been the Brachas I'm talking about. So it's not Berachas Hanenah. Unless you want to say it's a matir, so it's like Berachas Hanenah. Berachas Hamitzvos are like a matir. Only by things that are matir. I don't know why you would say that. I think the general formulation suggests otherwise, and certainly Yotzer HaMa'oros is not. In other words, there are. The Rambam talks about three kinds of berachas. There's Berachas HaShevach, Berachas HaNenin, and Berachas HaMitzvah. And the way he describes Berachas HaMitzvah, the Rav, I think, made a big deal about it. It's like a matir. So it's a little like the Berachas HaNenin is a matir. Whereas Yotzei Maoros is a Berachas HaShevach. It's not a matir in any way.
So the
Hinin
and the Zvot always have
a mahut? That's what might have gone to say, except for that would answer this Gemara alone. In other words, Ephraim's point was, lo shachachti min varechacha o min lahaskir shimcha alav. Is what that's not a Berachas HaNenin, it's a Berachas HaMitzvah, the Bracha on Mima Fresh Trumas HaMitzvahs. Now, not only did I separate the Trumas HaMitzvahs, I treated them properly, I made Brachos on them, so that's not a Berachas HaNenin. But it is a Matir. But the Gemara and Daffy base makes it impossible. That's talking about a Berachas HaShevach. So really, it covers everything. Any Bracha which doesn't have Shem Alkos is not a Bracha.
So then, how did the Rift say that
on the Maybe he agreed with Tosos.
Or, I don't know, it's not compelling. Does this sound like the Rift type of logic?
Well, the real answer may be is that there are certain nuschos that somehow didn't follow the rules. That's the answer. And we know what the nusach is, and that's what it is. But Tosas wants to make everything fit under that rubric. You know, Tosas only asks from two things, but they're the same thing. He's asking from the Amida. Right, Me'in Sheva is the Amida, also, right? So, I say Me'in Sheva is not actually the Amida. Yeah, it's a funny form of the Amida. It has all the brachos, but except for it has the Chanav Navod B'Yirav HaFachet, that's Avodah. The Nodel Shema B'cha Yom Tamid is Hodah. In our bracha is Kel Hodah, so I don't have Shalom is the last bracha. But then we make a Mechadish HaShavos afterwards, which is what's odd. Right? Now there's Ein Sheva is the first two. I never thought of Ein Sheva is the first two paragraphs, and then we have the standard of Lekeinu Kerosene, which is the Chasima in every two of Shabbos. I never thought about that. But okay, anyway, but they're both the basic Nusach HaTfila itself on it. And the only question is why? You know, what is the why are these two brachas exempt? But yes, but I don't think that's going to be proof that Ogushin Pasnek would be Ochan. Okay. Fine. So that is the that's the end of this sugya. Let's take a, so any questions about this? Yes.
So there are no other Beranfot with which to challenge the Beranfot approach other than the Amidah.
And when it's only the Bracha at the end. Right. Tfilah Saderach, and which I know, and the Tfilah on Geshem, or Don Geshem, which I don't know, both of them don't start with a Baruch. And I know that the end of Tfilah Saderach is Bracha Tesham Shemaya Tfilah. I don't remember what the end. The Bracha on Rain is like Modem and Achdol Chav called Tipa Vetipa. That you brought down, but I don't remember what the end is. But I assume this, there may not be any Kelim HaCholam there either, because Tosfos says Chasimos don't get it. It's only Psichos. So you take those two principles, and my guess is there are no other exceptions, because otherwise Tosfos would have raised them. Having fun? Okay. Let's just read the Mishnah, and then we will pick up here tomorrow, and you can then start to follow what I asked you to do. Read the Yerushalmi very, very carefully. You're going to read the Bavli on the Malach Amid Aleph, which is its parallel, very carefully also. Remember the order that you're doing things in. You do, there's a short, we'll read the Mishnah now. There's a short Yerushalmi, do that one. Then do the rest of the Bavli, because it's really not about, the rest of the Bavli would read quickly. It's just about identifying a species with a few halachos that come up tangentially there. And then you do the Yerushalmi first, and then the Gemara and the Aleph. You have to read very carefully. Okay, so, anyway, someone read the Mishnah. Boaz, read the Mishnah, will you? Al-Davar.
Al-Davar she'en yudulo min ha'aretz omer shakol yam yitvaro.
Okay.
Al-Kone yitzvala noblos val-hagat dobai omer shakol yam yitvaro v'abikuda omer kol shum min kvala ein var
kanal. Alright, chometz is
vinegar.
Is why that went bad. Novalos.
Ma'od Gemara explains, but
something bad that happened to your dates.
Yeah.
Okay, and finally, Govai.
Something bad that happened to your crops.
Well, yes. The only the odd thing about this list is that Govai is not a bad thing. It's what it does. It does the Govai, if you like grasshoppers, presumably they taste delicious and they're a good source of protein. But the problem, I mean, you have to look at the Govai just converted your wheat crops into animal flesh.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
For the vegans or vegetarians, they have
a
problem. But the rest of us,
a lot of the energy flying around.
What's that? Okay. Well, this case you will just have to borrow a certain famous meat restaurant slogan. In this case, you will have to eat the food, not its food. But that's all. So it's a little, it's a min klala, but it's not exactly a min klala. The other two things went bad for you in producing this food. Whereas the Govai, nothing but went bad. Ronnie?
I just going back to one thing. I think the Rambam's formulation about Beracha. It says it always has to have Shemu Malchut, Ela in Ken, Hayotav Simuchal and Haveritah.
I know that, but that doesn't explain the beginning of Beratach. It doesn't explain the beginning of the Amidah. I understand. I know the reason why you don't have by... you mean he's saying that for the Bracha at the end. He's saying that if the...
Yeah, in other words, because it's all of them in Amidah's...
I know, except for the first one you haven't solved the problem with. Yeah. And the problem is you can say Amidah, but that gets to a very complicated question. Is the brachas after Kriya Shema, which are not post-chos v'varach, and Hashem Malchus, are those tzmucha l'chaveret or not? Is it tzmucha to the one before Kriya Shema? And the Rashba, that may be a machlok, it is a machlokus, but the Rashba insists strenuously no, that it's not tzmucha to the bracha before. Okay, Boaz?
I interpret Minkola as like a kind of a curse, not like a bad thing. In other words, locusts or grasshoppers are a curse. It's called like it was a maca.
You mean, but Rashi answers the question, by the way. Rashi says all these things come about because of a curse. In one case, God destroys the food, makes the food into a bad form of the food. In the other case, he brings grasshoppers right upon you. Okay.
No, because you're converting all of your wheat into grasshoppers when you need better.
Well, says who? Says who?
I guess
fewer carbs. Go ahead, now let's finish the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, actually, don't finish the Mishnah, because that's really, in the Yerushalmi, that's going to be a separate Mishnah. So that's really, it's very weird the way they lump it together here. I would put that at the top of the mouth a lot. Okay.
Why, like, for all these things, there's some amount of subjectivity.